That Dead Dance there by Lady Gaga. You're with me, Darren Harriott, filling in for Ed James. Now, does anybody know this? Come on, who doesn't love that? A bit of Mario. I'm a big Mario fan, so a little bit about me. Last month, I was in Japan, and I went to the Nintendo Museum. I also went to the Universal Studios. Had a great time. I've always loved a bit of gaming, but this guy is next level. He's a Mario super fan. Steve Bagley from Staffordshire remembers Super Mario Brothers being released in 1985 when he was 5 years old. 40 years on, and he has spent thousands on what he thinks is the most comprehensive Mario-related collections in the world. That's right. And Steve joins me now. Steve, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, what an intro, Darren. Thank you for that. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Super excited to speak to you. Now, let's just get straight into it, mate. You've been collecting, right, for 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being a more serious collector, it's been, I guess, in adulthood, really. But even as a child, you know, you play the games and you hold on to things. So I guess it's really been a lifelong passion.
What? Okay. So this is what people say, right? As soon as I mentioned to everybody, I'm talking to the guy who's got one of the most comprehensive Mario collections. They all went, oh, I bet he's single. I bet he's on his own. I was like, no, I bet you he's not. And you're not, correct?
Absolutely not. No, I'm married. I've got a young lad, 12 years old. So it's not what you think it is. It's not all the typical stereotypes. Yeah.
Can I ask, what is it about Mario in particular that just got you hooked?
So I guess first and foremost, you know, I'm an 80s kid. I grew up in the 80s. There's obviously a heavy dose of nostalgia involved. It's all about the fun. It's about playing the games. But for me, over the years, it's gone a lot deeper than that in terms of just the enjoyment factor. The quality of the games as well is really, really high. And even today, 40 years later, Nintendo are still, you know, creating masterpieces, really. So that's sort of testament to the longevity of the franchise, really. So, yeah, it's going from strength to strength, Darren.
Can I ask, how many pieces do you think you've got in your collection, and where is it in your house?
So it's in a back bedroom, which I'm amazed my wife let me have that space, but she did. God bless her. In terms of the actual video games themselves, I've got possibly around 500, but you have to realise that a lot of these are all connected to Mario. They're not just random video games. They're all part of a theme or sort of Mario related. And in addition to that, it is a wider collection. There's a lot of broader Nintendo items. A lot of them are quite historical, actually, going back to like the last century. Quite an interesting collection.
Can I ask what's your favourite item and what you think is probably your most expensive item? Because I think you've got some signed stuff from Shigeru Miyamoto, right?
Yeah. So I heard you say that you went to Japan last month. I was there as well. So I did the same thing as you. I went to the museum last month. So that's a big part of, you know, my interest. But yeah. So I pick up games all the time. I've got some signed copies. So yeah, you mentioned the creator of Mario, Shigeru Miyamoto, the genius games designer. So I've got a signed poster, a signed copy of Mario Sunshine.
Wow.
I've got autographs from the voice actor of Mario, a guy called Charles Martinet.
I love him.
Took my son to the Comic-Con in Florida a couple of years ago. Met him in person. That was amazing. So, you know, we travel the world. You know, it's quite a sociable pastime, really.
Do you have, are you in like any sort of groups online with other serious collectors? Because I'm sure there's probably some all over the world, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say groups so much, but I do have a lot of contacts and like-minded enthusiasts, collectors, Nintendo historians, video game preservationists, you name it, journalists, actually people that work for Nintendo as well. So it's quite a broad community, but not particularly a group as such.
Yeah. Steve, let me ask you two questions just before you go. What is it about Mario that you think has made him stand the test of time so well? And do you have a website? Where can people actually see your collection?
So I think the secret for Mario, it's in its simplicity, really. So if you remember the original Super Mario Brothers from all those years ago, it's a very simple game. You can pick up and play, and you know your toddler can play it, but also your grand can play it as well. And it even caters for like your more sort of hardcore gamer that needs a challenge as well. So it covers all bases, really. So that's the genius of the design, in my opinion. And in terms of where you can find me, I've got a website, mariomuseum.com. I'm also on Instagram. Just search for Mario Museum, and I'm on X as well.
Steve Bagley there. Thank you so much, buddy. Steve Bagley there with arguably one of the greatest Mario collections around. And he doesn't know this yet, but I think he just became my new best friend. Okay, let's see what the roads are like near you. Okay, there is a breakdown on the M5 heading south at Junction 6, the Worcester turnoff, so the exit slip road is partially blocked. In Birmingham, it's heavy on the A38 Aston Expressway heading inbound from the M6 at Junction 6 to the city centre, meaning a travel time of 15 minutes along there. In Hellsowen, it's slow on Manor Way going north through roadworks from Grange Road to Manor Lane. Looking at public transport, reduced service on London Northwestern between Crewe and Stafford because of faulty train, affecting services via Stoke-on-Trent. Roadworks to look out for, water main work has closed Newport Road in Moseley from Whitby Road to Penbrook Road. Do let us know if you see anything out there. We will, of course, keep you updated with any changes.
Listen anytime, anywhere on BBC Sounds.